Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And as part of the Good Day tradition, we have what's commonly referred to here in these parts as the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from the charts that are produced by Talkers Magazine every week. The charts for the week of June 5th to the 9th are our focus today. Jay Kirshner and I are here. Jennifer is off this week for this hour of our engagements. So Jay and I will go through these charts and see what we can cook up here in terms of interest, what's trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your comments as well from social media about some of these stories. At number 10, the PGA Tour, the takeover of the Saudi Arabians when it comes to professional golf. Boy, are there people that are ticked off about this.
Ooh, yeah.
What a sucker punch. Yeah. This was to the American PGA and to the international PGA.
Well, so, am I remembering this correctly, that there were players, there were golfers who were suspended because they were part of, weren't they doing the LIV tournament?
And yeah,
or
right.
They were suspended or they lost sponsorships or something, and now there's just the full-on PGA Tour LIV golf deal.
Yep. It's pretty universal. The Saudis will do anything. They're bloodthirsty curs, as we know, because of September 11th. We know because of how they run the oil world to their advantage. And so they have so much money that they pretty much do what they want. That's the swagger there. And therefore, American presidents even cower in the wake of whatever it is that they think is the important item at the time. So now the PGA really isn't anymore. And those of you who have followed it may be disgusted. It's just another grab again by the Saudis. Okay, I don't want to. It's so negative. Number nine this week is a focus on what's going on with Tucker Carlson. He still seems to be able to manage to attract interest. And so we'll dig around that story as we have time to do it later on during the course of the hour. Our relationship with China and what they're doing in Cuba, number eight. The Russians and the Ukrainians are still at it. It was going to be a 7-day war, and it's now been, what, 14 months?
Oh, yeah. No, it was. Putin thought it was going to be 3 days and done. 72 hours and donezo.
Yep, right. So number six is a continuing focus on the folklore that is the Biden family and the Biden history and who the Bidens really are. And what sort of creepy crawly stuff do they have in the closet? And they seem to have, and it isn't just, it's not just the son, the father has to be involved in this. So I go back again, you look at what's happened with Trump being indicted. We can get to that because the number one thing this week is the presidential race. And purely and simply, the Biden investigation, the Trump investigations all have to be part of the landscape of discussing the presidential race. So anyway, let's get to them. Let me just go through the list anyway, Jay, here. And activism on the part of lesbians and gays and bisexuals and the people in the LGBTQ so-called community. The smoke is number four. How the eastern part of our country is blanketed. The pictures this week from New York City, about as dramatic as any of the time-lapse photography as well, I think, Jay. Don't you? You saw the video.
It is so eerie because it gets so thick. And, of course, you have that red tinge to the smoke and the haze.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, it truly is astounding. And I think Detroit is getting it pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Some places, it rained, so that kind of pushes a lot of it
down. Well, as you know, I'm going to Ohio this weekend. And I'll be in Northwest Ohio, and then I'll be having dinner or lunch with you guys on Sunday. But being in Northwest Ohio, close to Detroit, it's only 80 miles to Detroit from my alma mater. We're having our 55th class reunion, and I'm betting that we'll be impacted by it as well. People that have any issues with COPD are better look out. Yeah,
air quality is not good, even for people with healthy lungs. It is it is not great. And I think there are parts of Ohio that are already kind of in the hazardous area. Cleveland, not so much, even though it's a little hazy.
Yeah.
But if the news is correct with the wind patterns, we should be getting it at some point today or tomorrow.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's see here. The migrant, the immigration thing, once again, this is damnable. We should be ashamed of ourselves. The country should be ashamed. Our government should be ashamed. The Democratic Party should be ashamed. The people who are making this happen should be ashamed. It is an outrage to Americans. To add to the people who are getting diddled around by whatever government manipulation, and I still, maybe it's my naivete, Jay, I don't get what it is about this, other than the obvious they'll vote for us, so let's let them all in. If they're that power-crazed and power, and I guess they are, to hurt America the way America is being hurt, and they all say, well, we need people to come into the country to do the work. Well, if you didn't make it so easy for Americans not to work, then you wouldn't need to have them come. At least some of them.
And here's the thing. Nobody is actually, well, and I take that back because people are saying this, but the most, for the most part, people are not saying people cannot come into our country. They just have to do so legally, as if either of us, Doug, if we were to go to Europe, Paris, London, and we wanted to live there and we wanted to work, we would have to do so legally. We can't just show up and stay.
It's so different in other countries. England is having the biggest problem in Europe. But other European countries are having the problem because of what's going on in Ukraine. There's the fallout, the domino effect, if you will, because of what's the war and the millions of refugees. I think 4 million people have left Ukraine to trickle into Greece and Turkey and then on up into Europe. It's a mess for these people.
And it's about public safety, too, to an extent. Look at Americans. Yeah. We're all documented. People who are born here, we're all documented. We have our social security numbers, our birth certificates, driver's license, state IDs, if you don't have a driver's license, all of that. People who come in legally get that same kind of documentation to a degree. People who come in illegally are not documented, are undocumented, because they came in illegally. They didn't go through the system. So there's no record of that. And when it comes to the public safety sense, and again, this just goes for everybody across the board, but pedophiles or anybody who's released from prison after serving for a violent crime, they are in a system and they have to introduce themselves to neighbors. They cannot live in certain areas. So when you have people who are undocumented coming in, they could be anywhere.
Well, they are anywhere. They're all over the place.
And you don't know, because again, it's undocumented. And I say it, we are documented. I'm documented here. Doug, you're documented. And that's, I think, what it really is more about, is making sure that everybody is documented. And it's the illegal sense of it, not just the immigration period. It's the illegal sense.
Right. All right. So there's a thought or two with regard to the stories as we dig into them a little more thoroughly during the course of this hour. Talk Radio Review, the People List from Talkers Magazine. You get these lists, by the way, both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, this fellow Chris Licht, nobody really knows who he is, but he was the fellow that was in the last year or so responsible for CNN. And because the right wing loves to bash CNN with good cause, frankly, I think CNN is a disgrace. And it's shown because their viewership is at an all-time low. When Ted Turner started CNN on the old I forget what the call letters were in Atlanta on that old that station, and it became cable news. It was the cable news network. And so it was the first one of the non-network. This was a subset of television. It was the first time WGN in Chicago did the same thing. They became sort of national on their own. And the news, it was an interesting and intriguing idea to have 24-hour news on television. And it has had a storied career with some really good broadcasters over the years. At the moment, it's a disgrace. And so, the right-wingers love it because they love to hate on the folks on the left. And CNN has become much more known and much less regarded than MSNBC, shall we say, for, I guess, a number of reasons. The people that are on
teleagendas.
Oh, yeah, right. But the people on CNN are not likable. The people on MSNBC, at least, excuse me, are smart and likable. You may not like their point of view, but they are, I find them much more likable and intelligent than the people that are on CNN, with the exception of a few stalwarts like Wolf Blitzer, who's been there for a long, long time. I don't know if they've sidelined him or not, because I don't remember seeing him, because I can't be bothered watching CNN, frankly. It's so bad. And so that's, you know, that's part of the deal. Anyway, Tucker Carlson is number 9. Here I am. I'm having the not COPD, but the allergies combined with the smoke. I should, what a great combination that makes. Number 8 on the people list is Hunter Biden. I just don't understand how this guy does what he's done to his father, unless they're in collusion, you know, there's some kind of collusion between the two of them. We all love our sons and we love our daughters, but this guy, unless he was instructed or encouraged by his father to do the things that he's done, you'd like to think that Biden wouldn't have gone down this street. But in fact, how do you, it seems over the years they have all been together. So is it reality to think that Joe Biden doesn't know what Hunter Biden's up to? I don't think so.
Yeah, very, very highly unlikely. I don't think that necessarily he pressured his son into doing anything or guided him down this path, but you would have to think to a degree, because it doesn't matter how old your child is, adult children, if they find themselves in trouble, if you have a good relationship, like it seems the Biden family does, the child, even an adult child, is coming to their parents for help.
Yep.
So at some point, you know he knew something.
Yep. All right, Gavin Newsom is number 7 on that list. Okay, don't say anything, Doug, if you can't say something good. Ron DeSantis, another one. What a quacker. He's 6 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, who I think is turning out to be one of the most respectable Republicans in many ways. Number 5, RFK Jr. makes it into the list for the first time. At number 4, we'll talk about him. Mike Pence is 3. Trump is 2 and Biden is 1. That's the list, the people list, this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. 18 after on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for and this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
All across across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio for this week. From Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off. And so we decided we'd tackle this on our own, Jay. And so in order to do that and do it with credibility, we have lots of input from you on social media. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Plus, you can always access us by dialing 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. With comments, calls are coming in all the time. Some of them are good enough to put on the air, and some of them aren't. That's the bottom line. All right, so let's talk about what some of our listeners are saying on our social media about some of these issues. The Trump indictment seems to be number one with the listeners. You want to go through some of the responses?
Ooh, yes, some hefty ones. Sam Wells says a rising fury is brewing and building up pressure among Americans who care about the tyrannical direction our government is taking.
Why'd you chuckle there?
Because I always pronounce tyrannical wrong when I'm reading it.
But it's, you were right.
I know, because I had to stop myself. Oh. That and the state of Oregon. If I'm reading it, 9 times out of 10, I say Oregon. It's just one of those things that I know the word, but if it's in front of me, I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
Okay, well, we close your eyes.
We digress. Garland's really stupid as to risk a full-on civil war in this country. It is high time the U.S., FBI, DOJ return to equal justice under the law instead of acting as the, I don't know what this word even is, Fedgoon? Hitman? F-E-D-G-O-O-N? For the Democratic Party.
I think that's a made-up word, frankly.
Okay. Against his political adversaries.
Yes, right. Yep.
Not wrong there.
I was thinking yesterday, I got a haircut. My barber is an immigrant from Vietnam. So he and his family run this barber shop for a number of years. And he always, when I walk in, he always has Newsmax on the TV in the barber shop. So I'm thinking to myself, how interesting is this? A Vietnamese national who becomes an American citizen, starts a business, and thinks that Newsmax is the best of all the channels to watch. And we talk about stuff, you know, barbers love to yak and gossip, and I usually half the time nod off in the chair. But we were talking yesterday about Trump and what's happened and how the Democrats are ruining the country. And it just sounded funny coming from somebody who's an immigrant. I am used to listening to it you know, with fellow, these guys in American, but stereotype. Native. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, what else have we got for Trump?
Michael Krivich says, I take no joy in the fact that a former president of the United States has been indicted under the Espionage Act and obstruction of justice. I also know that those on Truth Social who are calling for an armed attack on the American people are not patriots. They are extremists, terrorists, and cult members.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this goes along with the question we previously asked, what does being a patriot mean to you? And to continue what Michael is saying, a patriot believes in the rule of law and that no one is above the law. Trump will face a jury of his peers, and in only that place will guilt or innocence be decided. It is a sad day for Americans, but a great day for the Constitution and the rule of law.
Mm. I get a kick out of looking at some of the coverage on these, you know, because CNN and Tucker Carlson are part of the stories this week. The latest from Fox is them trying to, with the indictment, trying to make it look like that it's all Biden's fault. It has nothing to do with Trump and what he's done. It's just all Biden's fault. And I know that's going to carry the day. That rhetoric will carry the day with many people. All right, so we got to quickly, let's do the couple of presidential election thoughts
here.
Yeah,
how it's stacking up. Mel says, grab the popcorn. The circus is about to start. Don Berg says, I think Trump will win the Republican nomination. Uncertain for the Democrats. And Lynn says, I'm waiting to see what Kennedy has to say.
Yep, that's it. Me too, frankly. All right, there it is. Some more social media thoughts here as we continue on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice is formally announcing charges against former President Trump. It's in relation to his handling of classified documents. The DOJ says they're working toward a fair and fast trial.
The defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter.
The DOJ said the former president stored classified information. Trump is set for a court appearance on Tuesday. More information is being released about the collapse that injured 19 teenagers at a summer camp in Texas Thursday. Bayou City Fellowship, who was hosting the camp in Surfside Beach near Houston, said students were gathering for a group picture at Stallman Park when an elevated walkway gave out. Five of the teens had to be taken to the hospital by helicopter, but none of them sustained life-threatening injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners.
this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts from you on our social media at Good Day Radio Show and Good Day On Air. Jay Kirshner and I, Doug Steffen, are here without Jennifer this week. The color is always a fabulous, there's a fabulous one-sidedness to Jennifer's point of view, which I embrace because I embrace her. What a great broadcaster she is.
And she is so well-spoken.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, she has good arguments for the way she thinks it through and has great arguments. She always has the info. She always has the ammo when it comes to discussing Trump and or the Republicans. I wish she were here because I wanted to get her to talk about that Supreme Court ruling that will effectively in Louisiana and Alabama redraw congressional districts because the Supreme Court, with the inclusion of two members of the Republican Party who are members of the Supreme Court, have ruled that, in fact, Alabama did violate civil rights and it's pretty obvious. Hello, 27% of the population in Alabama is black, and they have seven congresspeople, and there's only one black? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? It's 2023. You don't get away with this stuff anymore. It's not Jim Crow. It's not, the week after the Civil War is over, although sometimes you think when you listen to these people and they're so angry,
mm-hmm.
Are we headed in that direction? Certainly not.
Remember, once upon a time where racism is very real, prejudice is very
sure
real,
is.
Almost didn't know where people stood in certain things until having conversations where now people almost wear it like a very proud flag.
Yep, yeah. I'm a patriot. Of course I believe that way. The abuse of that word is one of the great tragedies and horrors of modern times. People have taken, as with lots of other words, but in this case, I find it offensive that these people that run around and I'm a patriot because I have a flag in my truck, you know, stuff like that. I'm a patriot because I believe in the Second Amendment. Okay, so maybe you believe in the Second Amendment. That doesn't make you a patriot.
What makes you other amendments?
Yeah. Well, what makes you a patriot is understanding, the idea of having an understanding of what this country really means and stands for, what it has and what it continues to in most people's eyes. I got a kick out of one of the attorneys for Trump declaring that she was ashamed to be a lawyer after the indictment of the former president. You know, the indictment is focusing on, once again, his mishandling of the top secret documents. I think this is a witch hunt myself. I don't think they're going to get anywhere because apparently the law gives the president a year to have access to almost any file he wants. That's part of the transition. So I don't know what they've, you know, but he's supposed to have given them back. I think that's the issue here. But these people will stop at nothing to get Trump. I mean, it makes it easy for him. Nobody's saying, excuse me, that Trump doesn't deserve to be indicted, mostly because of how easy he just is. You know, he's always given the middle finger to anybody and everybody who's like the up yours department from Trump. So anyway, she said, I'm going to try to put it into context, okay, because oftentimes people take quotes out of context. What she said is, quote, what they do is they say, oh, look at this shiny ball. Look at this shiny ball. Let's go after Trump. Whatever you hear about the Bidens, don't worry about it. Trump. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. And now it's becoming sick. And then she added, I'm embarrassed to be a lawyer. Honestly, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to be a lawyer. So I was looking at some of the comments posted on our social media after the fact, if you will, after this all has sort of hit the airwaves in the light of day. George Conway. I'm trying to think why I know that name. Anyway, he said he's a lawyer, but I know for some reason, I don't know why. Is he married to Conway, who used to be?
They're divorced now, I believe.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Who I'm thinking of, too.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He says, I, too, am embarrassed that she's a lawyer. Yeah, right. Okay. All right, so there's that. And also with that, I mean, this becomes sort of the subtext to a lot of conversation this week. And as usual, Trump, instead of addressing the issue, he takes off on whomever is in his sights at the moment. I think it was Pence the other day. It's his fault, or it's Joe Biden's fault, or he's great. He's genius at deflecting the attention away from him. He never answers a question, really, about the status of things like this. He'll attack, for example, he assailed Hillary Clinton and her handling of classified information. So that becomes the issue instead of, okay, what's that? No, she did it too. That's kind of like when children say you're being reprimanded because you took candy out of the candy jar. And the daughter says, well, my brother does it all the time. You never go after him. Right? Well, that's what this is like, child.
Under the
play.
Bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, throw everybody under the bus. Okay, so is this stuff going to be central to Trump's reelection campaign? And if it is, of course it is, but is it going to help him or is it going to hurt him?
It's going to help him because this is probably going to end just like the first indictment did, and his numbers went up. Yeah, but his numbers went up, and it proves that it is a witch hunt. And this happened while he was a president. People were going after him, trying to figure out any way, shape, or form to get him out of office. Now people are trying to figure out how to keep him out of office because there is a legitimate fear of what happens if Donald Trump is president again. And there should be, because his vernacular is being... he is such a great businessman, and sometimes, you know what, this country does need to be run more like a business.
Sure,
and he did a lot of good.
Got to drain the swamp, though.
He also had such a vernacular of being a bully that, in a way, kind of made other people follow that format. And now that's not entirely on him because we are all responsible for ourselves. But people should be just as scared as if Biden has a second term, too.
Awful, both of them. Interesting, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, number 4 this week on the People list, is polling at 20 to 30%. In other words, there was I think it was last weekend, 1,590 Democrats, registered Democrats, were polled to see who they favored if the election were today. I think it was 24% or 27, something in the 20s anyway, said they'd vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And this is where, a year and a half away from the election, and already 20-some percent are saying, we don't want Biden. We're going to vote for Kennedy. And that thing can build a steam head like you wouldn't
believe
over the next, especially if he's smart about his points of view. One of the things that people take shots at him for, but one of the things he's proudest of is his independent thinking. He was a big anti-vaxxer during COVID, and that people, there are a lot of people who love that because they, you know, and they would be identified as Republicans, many of them. So this is a smart, no, this is something he's consistent. He's been consistent on this for a long time. It isn't like it just started. But he hasn't been well known until now. But because of his name as much as anything else, people say, okay, is this guy in the Kennedy family? Yep. Robert Kennedy's son. He's 69 years old, married to an actress who was on Larry. What's the name of that show?
Oh, Arrested Development.
Arrested, yeah.
And then what was the other one? Spurgatory?
I don't know, but she's, you know her if you saw her. Anyway, apparently they don't agree on politics, which is healthy. It's good. It's fun. She is, she had the shots, I think, and wore a mask and yada, yada, yada. The Larry, what's his face? Who is the, she was on that, she was his wife on that
Cheryl
show.
Hines. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Was, yeah, that was the one I was thinking of. Yep. Anyway, so I was picturing this. To go back to Trump for a second, when the call came in that he was being indicted, he was sitting by the swimming pool at his New Jersey golf club. And, of course, he took the opportunity to, I mean, it's just that, it's almost like that casual, okay, well, I'm at the golf course now, and I guess I'll take a shot at whomever. So, anyway, there are a lot of special counsels and all of this stuff. It's going to be a circus like it has been. And they're responsible. They're making it this way themselves because they're playing right into Trump's hand. Trump loves this stuff. He thrives on it. And so the more you feed him this stuff, the more he's going to take shots. He's not going to talk about himself. He's not going to talk about the issue as it applies to him. He's going to turn it around. And, you know, the traffic. Have you ever been down to Palm Beach, Jay? Ever driven around Palm Beach?
I do not believe so. No.
All right. So Mar-a-Lago is at the end of Ocean Avenue, and there's a sharp turn. It's on the corner of the main drag, which is on the ocean. So when you drive by it, it's got high fences around it. I mean, you know what it is, because there's Secret Service all over the place, and you know, you can't get in, or you can, if you're going there for lunch, you can get in as long as you have ID and you are, you know, your name's on the list. But in terms of what goes on there, people on the beach, people walking up and down the street, people riding their bikes up and down that street, they'll do anything to try to get a glimpse in there in hopes of seeing Trump. Well, you'll never see him from the road because his apartment and the restaurants and stuff where he spends his time is on the inside of the compound, not on the outside. But it is interesting to see people in their fanaticism. And I witnessed that, frankly, at the Talkers Convention last Friday. Christopher Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, was one of the participants in a panel with Michael Harrison. I'm going to actually talk to him about that in our regular session, Michael's session. Well, there were a lot of highlights to the convention, but Christopher Ruddy talking about how Newsmax developed and what its focus is, and his really, he's located, his offices are not far from Mar-a-Lago, and his relationship with Trump is very strong because of his support for Trump. But the way it comes across, it just doesn't seem like there's an intellectual connection. It's more kind of, I don't want to say thuggery, but it just kind of dems, dats, d's, and does. Do you know what I mean? It's not like there's an intellectual approach. There is an intellectual approach to this.
I would agree,
but
yeah.
They
yeah.
don't take it. They take the low road. So anyway, it's interesting because all the evidence does show that Trump has done this, but is he guilty of anything? He's done this, but what's he really guilty of? I think that's very interesting. The Washington.
Well, aren't there other former presidents who they have found still have some of the?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter had some.
Yeah,
they've all had them. So this shows you how one-sided the perverted news media is. Not that Trump is an innocent so-and-so, but they go after him because of his attitude, not because of what he's really done. And that's why they're never going to really get him. They have this circus place right into his run the next run for presidency. It just plays into it, and they're so dumb, they think, well, we're going to get Trump. No, you're not. You're not going to get him at all. There's another interesting, beside the Washington Post and their grind on it this week, if you read The Atlantic, I find they're talking about the evidence and the documents, and it's strong. Come on, grow up. They're not going to get anything on him. He's terrific wiggling out of this stuff. All right, 48 after, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, our charts for the week of June 5th to the 9th, officially from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the story list, Tucker Carlson and his whole business with CNN and Twitter. Number 9, our relationship with China and what's going on in Cuba. Number 8, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Biden and his family all being investigated. Number 7, activism on the part of special interests. It's number 6. The number 5 story this week is how the East Coast is blanketed by that smoke from the Canadian fires. The migrant and immigration problems, number 4. Number 3, infighting in the Republican Party. That's being overplayed, I think, but they love yakking about it because most of the stations are right-wing. That's why it's number 3. Trump being indicted is number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list now from Talkers Magazine like to sprinkle the actual stories and the people list into our various programs about what's going on in talk radio so you have the official list. So at number 10 this week, it's Chris Licht, who used to run CNN. Tucker Carlson is at 9. Hunter Biden is in the 8th position. Goofy Gavin Newsom is at 7. Ron, wonderful Ron DeSantis, is at 6. Kevin McCarthy is 5. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at number 4. Mike Pence and Chris Christie tied as candidates for the presidency in the Republican Party, number 3 this week on our people list. Number 2, as you might imagine, it's the back and forth between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Biden's number 1 because he's the president, usually gets a little more airtime. But you have a hard time distinguishing between the two of them because some people think Trump still is president. That's number 2. All right, so that's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jay and I, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, reviewing some of the things that we haven't had time to get to yet this hour. The charts for the week of the first full week of June, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. What else is there to say about Donald Trump? And not this, the indictment, the second time, and all of that stuff.
Yes, it seems like such a fight against him at this point that even if he's guilty of something, it almost gets pushed to the side because there has been a hunt to get him in one way, shape, or form for so long.
Yep, right. All right, number four this week on the countdown is this almost unbelievable show, and that's what it is in New York City. The skyline has been consumed by the smoke from the wildfires up in Canada, and not any more dramatic, and nothing more dramatic. Look at the time-lapse camera, the shots of the haze over the skyline, the footage which was shot for a couple of hours during midday on Thursday at One World Trade Center and some of the other buildings around there. The buildings just disappear, Jay. They're just gone.
I feel like there should be some, well, you know, it's New York, so there's film school students. They have to be doing some kind of film guerrilla style because this is free effect.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so you've heard the same warnings. I don't want to be redundant with the emergency folks saying if you've got COPD or stuff, seniors, young children, people have poor immune systems,
yes,
you should limit the time that you are out of doors. And so all the vulnerable folks, I guess I am to a point.
The
business between
the allergies.
Yeah, the allergies and stuff make it more difficult for people to be able to be comfortable in these circumstances.
Yes.
So
even healthy people are struggling severely. And this is the kind of environment that can induce pleurisy in a lot of people, which is very painful.
Yep. Tough on your lungs. All right. Number 10 this week, the whole fiasco with Tucker Carlson. Fox News says that Carlson violated his contract by starting this new Twitter show. So did he have a contract or didn't he? They fired him. So does a non-compete, unless they pay him off? He had a, I think he's $22 million a year or something ridiculous like that. So if they pay him off, then he has to live by the contract. But if they fire him, and I think I saw something somewhere, Jay, where they were trying to get him out of having to pay him the rest of his contract because of the Twitter show. Mm-hmm. So are they, is it both ways?
Well, or it could have been in the contract that even if he's fired, he cannot go do it. There is a non-compete clause, even if whether they're paying him off or not. Sometimes that's in contract. It's a bad contract if that's the case, but it does do exist.
His lawyer said that this new taking away this new show on Twitter was akin to targeting his right to free speech. Ah, don't you love that? Tucker has a right to speak free. He pretty much had the right to free speech on the television, but he sort of did something. You know, he was foolish. And
it also begs the question of, if somebody goes and takes their thoughts to social media, which is relatively, it's a free forum, it's a free platform.
Yeah.
Is that violating anything? It's not like he went to another network.
No, they don't want him in the networks. So I wasn't supposed to. And I don't understand. I thought Twitter was just a social media platform where people were back and forth. They have audio and video. Is it like Facebook? Is Twitter like Facebook that way?
You can do live video. You can do all of the things.
I didn't know that. Speaking of Fox, the anchor, John Roberts, has had to apologize for a joke that he made about Chris Christie's weight. Hello, it's 2023. You don't know that you don't? Apparently this guy is not smart enough to know that. He's often confused, by the way, with the leader of the Supreme Court, whose name is also John Roberts. Not the same guy at all. Anyway, Roberts had to apologize. He made a comment about Christie's weight while discussing his going into the presidential election. He spoke about the chances against Trump. He compared the two candidates to milkshakes. He said if the Republican Party is two milkshakes, and this one representing almost half the party, because that's what the polling shows, has got one straw in it, and that's Donald Trump's straw. And then he goes on to talk about Chris Christie's straw and how much he likes milk. Come on, grow up.
Let's normalize, not talking about people's bodies.
Yeah, right. All right, so there's another in-depth view of some of the items this week on the Talk Radio Review. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.